Previously on Algoa FM.
All right, Algoa Country. She achieved her private license last year, her private pilot license, and even won Pilot of the Year in 2023. And this year, she's working towards her commercial license. I'm joined by the one and only Qhawe Nxumalo. Did I get it right?
Yes, you did. It was good. Yay! It was so good.
After so much practice. Oh, Qhawe, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
First time that we have a pilot in the building, or at least during my show, so I feel so honored.
I'm honored to even be here. Yes, as the first pilot,
when you get asked, or rather when people find out that you're a pilot, what's the first thing that they say to you?
Oh my gosh, really? Are you really a pilot? You know, and just like, what does it entail, you know? Yeah. And everything and the cost about it. That's basically it. Yeah.
Oh my word. So people sometimes don't believe it.
No, a lot of people don't believe that actually I'm a pilot, and specifically like a black pilot as well. It's just like, oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
That's insane. You know what? You're the perfect person actually to have on Mythbusters today.
Thank you so much. Thank
we
want to
bust
me.
These myths. Of course. Let's bust some of these myths about being a pilot. Now, the first one that our listeners came up with is that flight school is expensive. Is this true?
Absolutely expensive. Yes, it is. To be honest, a lot of the flight school source of income is from the aircraft itself. Mm. And we all know that planes are expensive.
Yeah.
And with planes comes fuel and maintenance. And we all know with how fuel is going up every single day, the more hours you're flying, the more time that you're flying, it just means more money. Do you get what I'm saying? So that's basically what makes flying expensive. It's the flying time that you are using as well in the air. With the maintenance of maintaining the aircrafts as well.
Mm.
That's literally all that makes flying expensive is that.
Does that mean that you charge a lot to fly a plane?
In terms of as if I'm flying like an Airbus A380 or as in, what do you mean like charging a lot to fly a plane? What do you mean?
I have no idea what an Airbus 380.
It's just one of the aircrafts that pilots fly. Yes.
I'm with you.
Just an example,
In general, let's first start with commercial flying. I'm going to assume that's what Fly Safair and them are doing, right?
Yes, commercial flying, correct.
Okay. Do they earn high salaries?
They earn a high salary. Yes, they do.
Okay.
But with that comes with when you're out of, you know, flight school already, you are fresh out of whatever qualification you have.
Yeah.
And you have minimum hours, of course. So us as pilots have to find like a way to build your hours to get to where, you know, Safair are. Pilots of Safair are.
Yeah.
So that means you can either do bush flying, you can do instructors, or you can do charter flying as well.
Wow.
And with charter flying, what is an advantage is that some companies will actually even pay for your training, which is actually pretty cool. With that, then you build your hours to get qualified to fly for Safair, to fly for Qatar, which means more experience, a higher paying job. That's basically what it is. So more experience, more money.
Okay.
That's
all it is. I'm with you. Okay. So then being a private pilot, do you feel like it doesn't really compare to the commercial side?
To be honest, being a private pilot is, I could say flying for a charter company is being a private pilot.
Okay.
But me as a private pilot now, as a student, I cannot go and look for a job. Legally, I can't.
Wow.
I am only able to get a job after I get my commercial pilot license because I've gained the experience and the hours that I've needed, and I've trained on different aircrafts as well. So, yeah.
It is a mouthful as well, but I'm learning so much.
I'm glad. You know? I hope it's not a lot.
No. Listen, me and Algoa Country are really taking it all in.
Yes.
And I mean, the final myth that we have, and this is one that I've also heard,
yes,
is that pilots can take a nap on the flight. You know, there's like a little button that you press and the plane flies itself. Is this true?
It is true that we have an autopilot. Yes, we have an autopilot, which will assist us as pilots in the aircraft to kind of reduce the workload that we have. But that doesn't mean as pilots that we can sleep in the aircraft. No.
Oh.
I just feel like it just reduces the workload in the aircraft. And I haven't flown with autopilot just yet, so I wouldn't know.
Okay.
But from what I understand, what I believe, I just believe that with autopilot, it just, you know, makes the workload just easier for us as pilots, you know, up there in the airline one day.
Wow.
If that makes sense. I hope that really answers our
question. Yes, yes.
So I can't really say yes or no to resting, but it's just autopilot just helps, you know, just reduce the workload.
I mean, that definitely puts me at ease as someone who's maybe like a passenger on a plane, knowing that my pilot is not sleeping.
We're not sleeping. We're always aware of what's going on, even though the plane will fly itself, but we are aware of what's going on. Yes, all the time.
Hallelujah.
No, you're safe. Don't worry. Perfectly safe. Don't worry.
Thank you so much, Qawe. I mean, I'd love to know what's next after you get this commercial license.
For myself, specifically. Yeah. My plan is to either do my instructors, build my hours.
Yeah.
And then the end goal in terms of my flying, so earn my own flight school and my own airline. That is my end goal, my dream. You know, so that's my plan.
Wow. And we speak it into
existence.
Yes, we do. Where can we follow you before I let you go?
On Instagram, on Qawe_Nxumalo_. Mm-hmm. Or Facebook, Qawe Nxumalo.
Thank you so much, Qawe, for joining us today.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.